Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, New Version, by John C. Maxwell. This enlightening book draws on key principles, rules, and vivid examples from renowned leaders across various eras, proving that leadership is not merely an innate ability, but a skill that can be cultivated and mastered. From his vast experience speaking at Fortune 500 companies and institutions like the NFL and the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, Maxwell distills the essence of leadership into 21 powerful laws. This revised version not only refreshes older concepts, but also incorporates new insights that adapt to the changing dynamics of leadership in today's world. Maxwell, a distinguished leadership expert, pastor, and founder of EQIP, an international leadership development organization, brings his rich expertise and practical knowledge to the table. His work promises to transform managers, founders, executives, CEOs, activists, and anyone keen to hone their leadership skills and enhance their ability to influence and inspire others. Don't miss this exploration of Maxwell's compelling framework that has shaped successful leaders around the globe. Whether you are looking to lead a team, build a business, or champion a cause, the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, New Version, offers essential guidance that will help you develop your leadership acumen and achieve your goals. The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, New Version. Follow them, and people will follow you. Introduction: Harnessing the Power of Leadership. Learn from the best to elevate your influence. What does it truly take to be a standout leader? Imagine someone capable of rallying others behind a vision, enhancing communal value, and making tough sacrifices for greater gains. John C. Maxwell's The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership explores the foundational qualities exhibited by exceptional leaders across diverse backgrounds. Leaders aren't defined by uniformity, but by their adherence to certain universal principles that shape their capability to lead effectively. In this chapter, we embark on a journey to understand the essential components of inspiring and convincing others to pursue a shared vision, strategies for consistently delivering value that enhances the lives of those around you, and the critical sacrifices necessary for attaining and sustaining a leadership role. Following these principles may not guarantee flawless leadership, but it steers you closer to the leadership pinnacle, making you a beacon for others in the pursuit of shared successes and visions. This narrative not only sketches the outline of becoming a powerful leader, but fills in the details with actionable insights and enduring principles. Embrace these lessons to shape your journey toward effective leadership. Part 1. Transformative Leadership. Harnessing influence and empowering others. Imagine the scene. Abraham Lincoln, lanky and unversed in military tactics, rallies volunteers for the Black Hawk War in 1832. Despite his lack of experience, Lincoln initially steps up as a captain, but his military journey rapidly descends him to the ranks of private. Yet, this same Lincoln, who began with little influence and success, later commanded immense influence, leading the Union to victory in the Civil War and leaving a legacy as one of the most revered U.S. presidents. What accounts for such a transformation? Central to understanding this is what can be called the law of influence. This principle suggests that true leadership isn't inherently about power, charisma, or historical greatness from birth, but about one's ability to wield influence. How then can one acquire such influence? It begins internally. The essence of character, what you are at your core, plays a pivotal role. Though it may seem an elusive trait, those around you have a keen sense of your genuine character. This authenticity attracts and retains followers. Another gateway to influence is knowledge. Despite his lack of formal education, Lincoln absorbed knowledge voraciously, evident from his poignant and profound speeches. Alongside the law of influence, Lincoln's leadership exemplified the law of empowerment. This law posits that true leaders delegate authority, empowering others to grow and lead. Lincoln's approach to selecting his cabinet underscored this, as he chose advisors who would challenge rather than simply echo his views, prioritizing robust discourse over personal comfort. Moreover, Lincoln's interaction with his generals revealed his empowerment prowess. He personally selected, corresponded with, and supported them, crediting them in victories and taking responsibility in defeats. This not only bolstered their success but underscored Lincoln's secure, robust leadership. Lincoln's belief in his team's potential also highlights an essential trait in leadership: the belief in the potential of others. To gauge your own leadership in this regard, list those closest to you, assigning a potential score to each. High scores generally reflect a leader's strong belief in others. Consider what strengths each individual possesses and envision what they could achieve if fully empowered. Reflecting on how you can support their growth can transform your approach to leadership. Interestingly, both laws, influence and empowerment, intertwine to sculpt not just a leader, but a legacy. As Lincoln's journey illustrates, leadership transcends mere authority. It's about inspiring belief in a vision and empowering others to partake in that vision's realization. Part 2. Building Leadership. Brick by brick, the law of process and the law of magnetism. Imagine a day with Theodore Roosevelt, the vibrant former U.S. president, known for his robust and dynamic approach to life. During an eventful walk with a French ambassador, Roosevelt, ever the embodiment of vigor, decided to cross a stream by simply stripping down and preparing to swim. Such unconventional, bold acts were typical for Roosevelt, illustrating his unique style of leadership, deeply rooted in what we call the law of process and the law of magnetism. Roosevelt's persona today is that of a rugged, adventurous leader, yet his beginnings were far from promising. Born frail and with health issues like severe asthma and poor eyesight, his prospects seemed grim. However, around the age of 12, a transformation began, guided by what is termed the law of process, the understanding that leadership is a cumulative process, not created overnight but fostered through consistent, dedicated effort. This law took shape in Roosevelt's life through his rigorous physical regimen, lifting weights, hiking, ice skating, hunting, boxing, and horseback riding. His leadership style didn't suddenly appear. It was honed and shaped through a lifetime of experiences, including roles as a New York City police commissioner, a big game hunter, and a cowboy. Each phase of his life exemplified his unyielding quest for growth, a quest that continued relentlessly until his final days. Parallel to the law of process is the law of magnetism. This principle suggests that leaders attract followers who reflect their own characteristics. During the Spanish-American War, Roosevelt led a charge up San Juan Hill, flanked by his Rough Riders, a diverse group combining wealthier aristocrats from the Northeast and rugged cowboys from the West, mirroring Roosevelt's own blend of New York sophistication and adventurous cowboy spirit. How can these laws be applied by anyone aspiring to lead? Begin with the law of process. Outline a tangible, specific personal growth plan. Determine the educational resources, books, seminars, workshops, and the physical activities that will make up your routine. Schedule them. Commit to them. For the law of magnetism, it's useful to self-reflect. Jot down the qualities you wish to see in those who follow you. Mark the traits you already embody and note the ones you lack. This exercise not only helps you understand why you attract the people you do, but also guides you towards becoming the leader who attracts the desired followers. Supplement this insight by seeking mentors or coaches who can help strengthen your weaker areas. These principles, exemplified by Roosevelt's life and leadership, remind us that our leadership is not only a product of our traits and decisions, but also a continuous, evolving process, where each day is an opportunity to grow and each interaction a chance to attract and influence. Part 3. Leading with Respect and Addition: The Influential Legacy of Harriet Tubman. Many recognize Moses as the historic figure who led the Israelites out of Egypt, but another courageous leader known by the same nickname, Moses, carved a path of freedom through the shadows of American history. This Moses was Harriet Tubman, a small, unassuming woman with dark skin and two missing front teeth, whose indomitable spirit and fierce determination shattered the chains of slavery for many. Between 1850 and 1860, Harriet Tubman embarked on 19 perilous journeys from the American South to the North, ushering enslaved individuals toward freedom. Despite her modest means, earning her living during off-seasons as a domestic servant, Tubman used her earnings to fund these rescue missions. Her unyielding resolve ensured the safety of every single individual she guided, earning her unparalleled respect as a leader. Tubman's life exemplifies the law of respect, which posits that people naturally gravitate towards leaders who exhibit greater strength and resolve than themselves. Her influence reached far beyond those she directly rescued. Influential figures in the North, regardless of race, invited her to speak at rallies and gatherings, recognizing her leadership and strength. But what was the source of Tubman's profound respect, despite her background as an uneducated, formerly enslaved woman in a society that disparaged both her race and her gender? Respect can be earned in various ways, with one primary method being the demonstration of respect towards others. Tubman's intrinsic respect for human dignity mirrored back to her in the form of widespread admiration and loyalty. Additionally, her sheer courage and binary resolve, to succeed or die trying, magnetized respect from friends and foes alike. Parallel to the law of respect is the law of addition, which Tubman personified through her relentless commitment to the service of others. Great leaders, according to this law, focus on adding value to others rather than seeking power for themselves. Tubman's life was a continuous stream of selfless service, driven by a profound belief in the value of every individual she helped to freedom. Adding value to others doesn't require monumental gestures. It can be as simple as a genuine daily interaction that shows people they are valued. Leaders also enhance their ability to serve by continuously learning and growing, turning acquired skills into tools for empowering others. In leadership, as demonstrated by Tubman, your attitude towards service significantly influences your effectiveness. Reflect on how you serve others. Do impatience, resentment, or entitlement shade your interactions? True service flows freely from a leader who sincerely values their followers and seeks no recognition for their deeds. In summation, Tubman's adherence to the laws of respect and addition invites modern leaders to cultivate a foundation of mutual respect and dedicated service, proving that the most enduring form of leadership is one that continually seeks to uplift, empower, and liberate. Part 4. Embracing the Journey of Leadership. The Law of Sacrifice and the Law of Buy-in. The verdant, tranquil life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Montgomery, Alabama, was a stark contrast to the tumultuous journey he would soon embark upon as a central figure in the American Civil Rights Movement. In 1954, King settled into his first pastorate, and by 1955, he and his wife, Coretta Scott King, were nurturing their newborn child. However, their peaceful existence was abruptly disrupted following the arrest of Rosa Parks for refusing to give up her seat to a white bus passenger in December 1955. Dr. King and fellow leaders swiftly mobilized to protest this injustice, initiating what began as a one-day boycott of the local bus system. This action quickly evolved into an extended campaign under the umbrella of the Montgomery Improvement Association, MIA, with King at the helm. His leadership over the next year would be a testament to the law of sacrifice as he faced arrest, threats, and violence, challenges that underscored the steep personal cost of leading change. The MIA's perseverance paid off when, in 1956, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against segregated seating on buses, marking a significant victory for the civil rights movement. Nonetheless, the path of leadership demanded immense sacrifices from King. He endured jail, violence, and tragically assassination in 1968. These sacrifices illustrate that leadership often requires placing the collective good above personal safety and comfort, emphasizing that the greater the leadership role, the greater the personal cost. Parallel to the law of sacrifice is the law of buy-in, which Dr. King also masterfully demonstrated. This principle suggests that people commit to leaders before they commit to visions or causes. The loyalty and dedication of King's followers, who continued his work even after his death, were not solely to his dream, but to him as a person. His ability to inspire buy-in was a result of his authentic, transparent approach to leadership, demonstrating integrity and deep commitment to his followers' welfare. To apply the law of buy-in in your own leadership endeavors, start by assessing how deeply people trust and believe in you. Rate the buy-in of your key supporters and consider actions that could strengthen their trust and commitment. Could you increase transparency, provide better resources, or support their personal ambitions more effectively? By crafting personalized strategies to enhance buy-in, a leader can see a significant boost in loyalty and collective success. Remember, leadership is less about the allure of position and more about the gritty, ongoing work of building trust, demonstrating sacrifice, and committing wholeheartedly to the service of others. In the words and deeds of Martin Luther King Jr., we find enduring lessons on the profound impact of leadership grounded in sacrifice and sustained by genuine buy-in. Part 5. Mastery of Crisis. Churchill's Laws of Victory and Timing. In the darkest days of World War II, as Europe faced unprecedented peril, Winston Churchill, the British Prime Minister, emerged not only as a beacon of hope, but as a strategic genius embodying the law of victory and the law of timing. Churchill's leadership during this time provides a compelling study on how effective leadership can change the course of history. Churchill's tenure as Prime Minister began with a stirring commitment to victory. His inaugural speech famously posited victory as the only acceptable outcome, proclaiming, "Victory at all costs." This wasn't mere rhetoric. Churchill backed his words with decisive actions, coordinating with allies, strategizing military movements, and employing all resources at his disposal to ensure a unified and robust defense against the Nazi aggression. The law of victory that Churchill so vividly embodied suggests that leaders must foster three core elements to secure success under pressure. Firstly, unity of vision. Churchill's clear, unwavering view of victory galvanized an entire nation and its allies into cohesive action. Secondly, diversity of skills. Just as a successful team requires varied talents, Churchill fostered a wartime coalition that brought together diverse capabilities and perspectives necessary for a multifaceted conflict. Lastly, leaders must elevate their followers, and Churchill accomplished this through his profoundly impactful speeches that not only boosted morale but also solidified a collective commitment to victory. Simultaneously, Churchill's adeptness with the law of timing was unmistakable. His actions and decisions, while grounded in a clear vision, were also impeccably timed. This precision in timing, understanding when to act, when to rally, and when to forge pivotal alliances, was crucial. Had Churchill faltered, misspeaking at a critical moment, or misjudging the timing of a military strategy, the ripple effects could have been disastrous. Reflecting on Churchill's leadership, consider the elements of timing and strategic decision-making in your own endeavors. Analyze past initiatives. Were there failures that could be attributed to poor timing rather than poor strategy? Could a different timing have yielded a better outcome? Consider the broader context of your decisions, including market and socioeconomic conditions, to sharpen your timing instincts. Leadership, as demonstrated by Churchill, is not merely about making decisions, but making them with a judicious sense of timing and an unwavering commitment to victory. Whether leading a team, a company, or a country, the principles of victory and timing remain deeply interwoven into the fabric of effective leadership. Commitment to these laws can inspire your teams, reshape outcomes, and, ultimately, define your legacy as a leader. Final summary. Navigating the complexities of leadership is no small feat. It's clear through the exploration of pivotal leadership principles that while no single leader can perfectly master every facet of leadership, the endeavor to enhance these skills is crucial for anyone looking to steer an organization, foster business growth, or make a substantial impact in any realm. The journey to becoming a noteworthy leader involves a continuous commitment to personal and professional growth. By deliberately honing key leadership dimensions, be they in communication, strategy, influence, or decision-making, you stand to not only improve your ability to connect with and inspire others, but also bring your visionary ideas to fruition. Leadership, then, is less about a title and more about action. It's about setting a standard, embodying the values you wish to see, and motivating others to join you in a collective journey towards achieving shared goals. As you challenge yourself to expand your leadership capabilities, remember that each step forward contributes significantly to transforming your leadership vision into reality, fostering a ripple effect that extends far beyond the immediate scope of your influence. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.